Homeschooling Around Book 3, Mascot Madness. Written by Andy Griffiths and read by Stig Weems. We sat in class the next morning, waiting for Mr. Brainfright to arrive. Clive Durkin was flicking spitballs. Jack was drawing a cartoon featuring a giant spitball that looked a lot like Clive. Newton was looking worried. Jenny was kneeling beside his desk, comforting him. Gina and Penny were plaiting the colourful manes of their toy horses. Suddenly, the door of the classroom burst open. "Yikes!" yelled Newton. Coming through the doorway was a banana. A big, yellow, dancing banana. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't know how else to describe it. It was big. It was yellow. It was banana-shaped. And it was dancing. It was definitely a big, yellow, dancing banana. We all sat there and stared, except for Newton, who dived under his desk. It's not every day that a big, yellow, dancing banana comes into your classroom. But before David could get his handbook out to check whether big, yellow, dancing bananas were permitted in the school, the banana launched into a series of backflips, somersaults and cartwheels. It cartwheeled 3 times across the front of the classroom, along the row of desks beside the window, across the back of the classroom, up the other side, across the front again, and then went straight out the window. Everyone sat there staring. Did a big yellow dancing banana just cartwheel around the classroom and fall out the window? Said Jack, rubbing his eyes. I think so, I said. Good, he said. For a moment there, I thought I was seeing things. I'm scared, whimpered Newton from underneath his desk. I knew how he felt. The sight of a giant banana brought back a flood of bad memories, memories that I would sooner have forgotten. I'm confused, said Fiona, which was unusual. She was so smart that she was rarely confused about anything. Why was there a giant banana in our classroom? And why was it doing cartwheels? I didn't know bananas could even do cartwheels, said Gretel. Or somersaults, said Grant.